Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:13. That song means that our friends are stopping by. It's a legacy segment, I call it, because Joe and Cindy Farini have been doing My Marriage Matters for years here on WCRF, and we're so grateful for it. Happy Monday, you guys. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, great to be here with you.
So you guys are doing some ministry stuff right now, is that right?
Yeah, actually, we're at our annual speakers retreat for Family Life, and so it's a fun time for us to kind of debrief and get a handle on the coming year. And we love it because we get to hang out with folks like, you know, Dennis and Barbara Rainey, Crawford and Carrot Loretz, and just a whole host of just fantastic speakers. And we're always humbled to be here because these folks are just, they're my idols. I get to hang with them.
Yeah.
And so it's just really a fun time. So
what do you guys talk about? It's like, is it always marriage?
Well, actually, no. Actually, today's going to be a big focus on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, cool.
And you know, we have some outstanding African-American leaders here nationally, even international leaders that are part of the team. And so we get to do that kind of stuff. And we're welcoming some new speakers to the speaker team. I mean, some of the new speakers include Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback,
cool.
Matt Hamlin, Sanctus Rio, a guy who was part of that group. He's now part of our speakers team. And so it's just really fun to be with these just wonderful people.
Very fun. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know today you guys are talking about boundaries, and I think that's your favorite word ever. At least because I know you well. So let's talk a little bit about boundaries here. What is your idea of a boundary?
You bet. And by the way, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Cindy says phone's not connecting here. She's not hearing anything. So.
Okay. I gotcha.
Oh, there we go.
We just pushed a few buttons and now we're in.
That was a boundary. We were.
Great illustration.
Okay. You know, as I think about this question here, the first question that came to my mind is, you know, as we reflect back over there at the past year or beyond that, and we stopped and we reflect on those instances where we were hurt by something or by someone, that maybe we were being used or disregarded for whatever reason. If we can step back far enough, we realize that that hurt began and most likely occurred because your boundary was violated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important that we bring some clarity to what we're talking about here. But, of course, a boundary is a property line. I mean, it defines where your property begins and where it ends. Well, just as there are, you know, physical boundaries, there are also personality boundaries, soul boundaries, and there are limitations to those boundaries, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout our lives, we learn what our responsibilities are in order to manage those boundaries, those things that are within our particular boundaries, our limits. But when those limits or those boundaries are violated by somebody, that leads to what we call conflict. And, you know, being hurt physically is one you know, byproduct of that. But there are also some spiritual implications as well. You know, as we think of our marriages, you know, sometimes we just, unfortunately, we take our spouse for granted, and our spouses has feelings, and they have, you know, standards for themselves. And if we kind of encroach upon those things or we disregard our spouse in one way or another, there's going to be tension in that marriage. But personally, you know, I am responsible to manage those things that are within my boundaries. And that includes things like my thoughts and my choices that I make and my desires and, you know, behaviors and things like that. And God is going to hold me accountable for how I manage those things within my borders. And the better we do that, the better our life's going to be.
Yeah,
however,
absolutely.
But however, the key thing here, I think, is that when someone infringes upon my borders, that's when the alarm system goes off inside of us. And that's where conflict begins. And that's where Cindy can take off from there. Can you hear me?
Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, because we did this topic this week, the Lord allowed for us to have a conflict. And so I'm going to share a couple of things, but I think it's important to realize that, you know, we want to protect our boundaries. And I feel like in marriage, this should be the place where we can share with each other and have that open communication to really be able to share with each other. So what happened this week for Joe and I, we had a situation where someone needed us to help them with something. And so we had this company over, and so there were four of us sitting at the table. And Joe said, you know, well, I can go and help you tomorrow, which was on Thursday. And I said, well, that would be good because Friday I need to be out and about and I'm going to be doing these different things. And so any day but Friday would be good. So Dad and these two other people, you know, all heard me say that. Well, then the person called and said, we can go on Friday at 8:30 in the morning, which was part of the time frame that I was going to be out. Now, I didn't have, you know, an appointment at 8:30 that I had to cancel, but I had plans, you know, sort of in my head of what my day was going to look like. And so I was hurt that that three people at the table didn't recognize that that wasn't a good day for me. And so, you know, Dad and I have had some conversation on that, which is healthy and good. And, you know, you come then with something like that, with an infringement on a boundary that I had set, you know, and I said, well, any time after Friday would be good and Thursday would be good, but Friday wouldn't be good because I have plans. And so, you know, whether or not Joe forgot that or whether or not he purposely did it, he didn't purposely do it to be nasty, I can assure you that. But no matter what, my boundaries were infringed upon, and so I needed to bring that up because if we begin to not protect our boundaries, then people can just run all over us.
Right.
Now, that's not Dad's personality, and that's not the way that he, you know, operates. So I feel protected in that. But I still felt like I needed to tell him that because I was hurt. I felt dismissed, like, well, your errands don't really make a difference of what you were going to do. And so we need to be able to, you know, set the boundaries, share them. And then if you're hurt, if you feel dismissed, disregarded, or in any way, other way that your boundaries haven't been protected, I think you need to be able to bring that up. And then that allows the other person to respond in one of two ways. One, you know, to point the blame back at you and say, you know, well, get over it, or, you know, what's your problem, or apologize for it. Mm-hmm. And so when you go through those things, especially in marriage, that's what strengthens your marriage. And yet, what's going to break your marriage down is when the other person basically says, you know, I'm just dismissing what you have to say, like, get over it, you know, you're wrong. And so, you know, we just need to really make sure that our boundaries are protected. And there's a lot of boundaries to protect. Joe mentioned a few. There's other ones, attitudes, behaviors, choices, limits, your talents, many other things. So, you know, those kinds of discussions need to be had in a marriage. And when they're not, that's when the oneness breaks down, communication breaks down, and that's when you start seeing yourself on that slippery slope to the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it doesn't necessarily sound like a boundary. It sounds like your schedule was interrupted. So how do you know and how can you create boundaries in the last minute that we have here?
Yes, that's good. Well, you know, I think I did set a boundary by saying anything but Friday, because, you know, I think we have to all honor what each other has planned and honor how other people feel. Now, we could certainly go into different things like, you know, honoring the Christianity in your home, and somebody comes in and disrespects that. So I feel like there's a lot of different boundaries. So I feel like, you know, it's one of those things that have to be brought up. And if you feel, you know, if as the person who you feel your boundary has been encroached upon, then you just need to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I felt like it was a boundary because I had set it. I said, you know, I would like to have that day. That was my boundary. I was setting that I needed that day. I wanted that day. And so I just feel, you know, we need to... And I'm thankful that I can talk to Joe about those kinds of things and not be afraid to, you know, to bring them up. So I think, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, recognizing what you feel is your boundary and being able to share that openly.
Well, at 7:22, our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini. They join us each week this half hour for My Marriage Matters. Now we've got a start of a conversation about boundaries, and I hope that God guides you to set some clear ones in your own marriage and in your own life. And Joe and Cindy, if folks want to find you and reach out, how can they do it?
Well, they can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, and there they will find a conversation starter for the day. And I think what we could start with for today is, as a couple, to be able to say to each other, what one boundary are we going to begin to set in our own marriage? And certainly a great opportunity for people would be to get the Boundaries book by Cloud and Townsend. Great material.
Wonderful. Thanks, you too. We look forward to having you back same time next week.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.